Hello.
Oh, hey, Kristen.
Who is this?
This is Steve Day from the Domino's.
A Domino?
Yeah, Domino's Pizza. Listen, ma'am, you need to stop ordering pizzas for your neighbors. We know it's you. They all know it's you. You need to cut it out.
I'm not ordering no pizza.
Oh, yes, you are. You know exactly what you're doing. You need to cut that out. You need to...
Call the police to give her the number because I have never ordered my neighbor a pizza.
You need to grow up, ma'am. You know, this stuff you're doing...
No, you need to call the police and file a report because I'm telling you, I have never ordered my neighbor a pizza.
Why did you get all defensive then? Because we know you've been doing this for years. You've been doing this for years.
Come here. Talk to my husband about this.
No, I don't want to. You need to...
I'm ordering my neighbors a pizza.
No, we're not.
Oh yeah, that's what you would say if you were doing it. I know your tricks, your lies.
Here's something calling to police number 7-1 and give them my number. I have never ordered a pizza for a neighbor of mine.
Why?
I don't even have a neighbor.
Why do you know the police's number? You sound very dramatic.
Because I live in right on 25 Mile Road. I have never ordered a pizza.
We know where you live.
Neighbor.
You're always sending pizzas to your various neighbors, and they all suspect
no,
you.
I'm not.
And we have,
I don't even know my
name. Man, we have caller ID.
What are you trying to say, dude? What are you saying? We ordered a pizza?
And you know what, sir? That wife of yours, she was answering the phone with silly voices and being all weird at me.
Look,
it's obvious she likes to play on the phone.
No, we don't order no pizza.
You need to tell that wife of yours to stop playing games.
What games?
Oh, her little pizza ordering games, just so she can stand at the window and watch the. No, she keeps ordering pizzas, fake pizza orders for all the neighbors.
No, she's not.
Oh yes, she's not.
Maybe somebody's got her identity or something. But she ain't ordering pizza.
Sir, we have caller ID.
So I don't know what to tell you, bro.
You tell her to shut up. Just tell her to shut up.
Go fuck yourself, asshole. Bye.
No, I don't go to the coca places, and I don't go out for coffee. And I don't throw the coconuts out the window, cause I just don't have any. No, I don't go to the coca places, and I don't go out for coffee.
This is the Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad, and today is March 10th, 2022. This show is brought to you by Dribbly Bob, Mike B, Tokius Pocus, Theo P, and Climatiz. Thanks all five of you for supporting the show over on Patreon. This is one of the many shows that I do where I call up people on the phone and I say confusing things to them. And that's what I'm planning on doing today. But first, I gotta tell you about the album. You guys know what album I mean, right? No, not the Vista Blue album, not the vinyl thing. That's old news. That's from a week ago. I've been holding off on mentioning the CD album. I mean, I think I posted it on Twitter. But last year, I made a new PLA album. It's called I've Changed Your Phone Number. I think that's the name of it. If you look on Spotify for Phone Losers of America, you can find five albums. I think five. Or is it four? No, it's five. But five albums that were put out by the Phone Losers, starting all the way back in 1996. And for some reason, on that latest album that I made last year, I also ordered a bunch of CDs of that album. Because it's been, I don't know, like 10 years since I've made CDs of an album. I thought that'd be fun. So I ordered a bunch of CDs, and now I have to get rid of them. So if you want a compact disc to play in your compact disc player that I'm sure you have in your home, or in your car, everyone has a compact disc player in 2022, then take a look at the show notes. I'll have a link in there. It goes to the Bandcamp where you can buy the CD, or just go to phonelosers.bandcamp.com, and there it is. It's very exciting. It's not as exciting as Vista Blue's album of Snowplow Show music, which you can get on vinyl right now, and I will also put a link to that in the show notes. Please try not to get confused. I know this is very confusing. And as long as I'm talking about albums, let's make this even more confusing with a third album. I'm working on the PLA vinyl, which I've been saying for, you know, the past 5 or 6 or 7 years. That was one of the original Patreon goals. If I get so much money per month, I'll make a vinyl record. And then it just kind of never happened. But it is going to happen this year. I mean, hopefully this year. I don't know how long it's going to take to get vinyl made. I know Vista Blue had to wait a really long time for his vinyl. So we'll see, but picked out all the tracks for it. I've edited all the tracks. I've got the album art mostly done. There's still a few things to do with it, and I need to get permission from Grutch. Grutch, are you out there? I sent you an email. I want to use your art for the album cover. Please get back in touch or check your spam folder. You'll see an email in there from me. It's all coming together, though. I'm already working with some vinyl people. They're the same people that did my CD, and I was waiting around for, I don't know, like 3 months for the CD to get here, and they finally did. And that was my cue to hurry up and finish the vinyl thing so I can get that going. So even though you all have a Snowplow Show vinyl album by this point, I'm sure every single one of you do, of all the Snowplow Show intro songs that Vista Blue made, by this time next year, hopefully much sooner, you're going to have another vinyl record by the Phone Losers of America with, I think there's 9 pranks on it total. 9 pranks you've already heard. Sorry, I really should try to make an album of original material, but I'd rather just get the best material and put all that in an album, you know? So, woohoo! Outdated media. Everybody loves outdated media. I know I do. Just wait till I release the cassette tape.
I'm stuck in this tin can, and all I have got to listen to is this prank call show.
What is your problem?
The Snowplow Show. It's a lie. It's not about snowplows, it's about prank calls, and I hate it.
So if you're a listener of the Hobosodes, you know that in the last Hobosode, I discovered that one of my phone numbers is being given to customers as a Maytag repair line. And I don't know why. It seems like it might just be one single store giving out the number by mistake. They probably got some of the numbers wrong. But over the past, I don't know, 6 months, not even 6 months, I've gotten about 4 calls from old people saying, hey, my dryer is broken, my washer is broken, call me back so we can fix it. And I've talked to all of those people. I thought it was just one of you listeners doing something to send Maytag customers to me, because I didn't know what line it was coming in on. I didn't check. That's too much work. So in yesterday's Hobosode, I re-recorded the voicemail greeting on that phone line that the calls are coming in on, and I called the person who called me about their dryer or whatever, and I totally helped them fix their problem. And then yesterday morning, the night after I set this up, I got this voicemail.
Yes, my name is Joe. I have a 3000 series Maytag, and we're getting a F0 or F01 indicator light on the front of the dryer.
Yeah.
So if somebody could call me,
you
please.
Know, the F01 indicator light.
Thank you.
And here, let's just do a quick search on a Maytag 3000 series error code F01. Let me do what this guy should have done. Hey, look at that. It means the dryer's thermistor has failed. The dryer is reading the thermistor is open and the actual part has shorted out. The thermistor is used to read and control temperatures within the dryer. Look at that, I'm as good as a Maytag repairman. Basically, I am a Maytag repairman. I've fixed washers and dryers before, so this is gonna be easy. And the great thing about this Joe guy is he didn't just leave one message. That message that he left, I think he left that at 9 in the morning, maybe. And I didn't call back because I wasn't doing calls yesterday. But after 6 hours of not receiving a call back, I got another message from Joe.
Okay, this is Joe. I had called, I think it was later this morning.
He's sounding a bit defeated.
And nobody has called me back. My number is...
Poor Joe.
420-6, thank you.
And at that point, I'm like, I'm going to give this to Devin and let her do it on her show tonight. That was last night. But she was having some technical issues, so that never happened. Otherwise, I would have called it myself last night after that message. And then today at 7:30 in the morning, I got this message from Joe.
Hello, this is Joe. I called you yesterday morning.
He's sounding less defeated and more irritated now.
Left the information you need about my dryer. I called again yesterday afternoon, and now it's morning again, and I haven't heard from anybody. Can somebody please give me
Poor Joe.
A call back? I'll leave my number again.
So I asked around. I got a few suggestions on what I should say to people trying to repair their dryers, and I was given specific ideas about pizza rolls and cargo shorts. So I think I'll just start out with that.
Hello.
Hey, Joe. It's Steve Dave from the Maytag Repair Office.
Yes.
I guess you're having a problem with your dryer?
Yeah.
Did you get that fixed yet?
No.
Oh, okay. What seems to be the problem?
When you turn it on, and that little neon box comes up, and it's, I think it just comes up with the two numbers of 40.
Yeah.
And then it changes to F01.
Oh, the F01. Here, let me type that in and see what error code that is. Looks like it's have you been using your dryer to reheat pizza rolls or burritos or something like that?
To do what? Reheat what?
Pizza rolls. Tostino's pizza rolls.
No.
Oh,
food?
Yeah. Have you been putting food in your dryer? Like burritos?
No.
Casseroles?
No.
Are you sure?
Hang on a second.
That's usually what the FO1 indicates. Did you try Googling the error code?
No. Hang on a second. What are you using the dryer for besides drying clothes? Nothing.
Oh, who are you asking?
My wife.
Okay. Do you have young kids there by chance? Have they been climbing in the dryer and taking rides?
No.
The grandkids?
No.
Like, do you watch them all the time? Are you sure they don't go down there and take rides?
Take a ride on what?
Inside the dryer. That's what most kids do when they're that age. They climb.
Nobody touches that dryer besides my wife and my daughter.
Is it in the basement?
No.
Okay.
It's in the utility room.
So you follow the kids into the utility room every time they're in there? Just to make sure they're not taking rides?
They never get in there. Never. I mean, why do you even bring it up?
Well, I'm just trying to go through the most likely, things that could have happened with an error code of F01.
That dryer is just used for one thing, and that's drying clothes.
Oh, are you drying a lot of cargo shorts?
A lot of what?
Cargo shorts.
Cargo shorts.
Yeah, you can't put too many cargo shorts in all at once because they'll just bunch up around in one little side of the dryer and that throws everything off.
No, that's never happened.
Sir, you don't need to be ashamed that you wear cargo shorts. A lot of men give up on fashion.
What's a cargo shirt?
Oh, no, a cargo shorts. You know, it's like the shorts you wear that has lots of pockets all over them.
And
lots of men, they give up on fashion after they're married and wear lots of cargo shorts. There's nothing wrong with that. It's normal.
No, I don't have any. I don't know. I'm the only male in this house.
Are you sure your wife's not reheating pizza rolls in there?
Judy, what's a pizza roll?
You know, sir, are you from another planet? You don't know what cargo shorts are? You don't know what pizza rolls are?
You know what cargo shorts are? This is cargo shorts? Well, I didn't even know. Judy says I got on cargo shorts.
Okay.
I mean, I got two pockets. I got a left pocket and a right pocket. That's it.
Oh, that's not a cargo short then. Judy doesn't know what she's talking about.
Well, I'm sorry.
Ugh. What are they,
pizza rolls in the dryer? Oh, you heard her. She said
no, I can't hear her. Could you get closer? We're going to need to interrogate her together.
Hang on a second.
Okay. I mean, this has got to be what it is. That's why we have error codes.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Yes.
Have you been washing all your cargo shorts in the dryer all at once? You know, your cargo. You mean, do you wear cargo shorts?
No, just my husband.
Okay, well, Joe was telling me he reheats his Tostino's pizza rolls in the dryer.
No, he doesn't.
Are you
he
sure?
Must have misunderstood you.
Well, he told me you have an error code F01 indicator light on the front of the dryer.
That usually
indicates pizza rolls.
No. What's the code that shows up in the dryer?
I can't hear you. Put your mouth up to the telephone. Hello? Judy?
Yeah, he said. Yes.
Oh, hey. Have you been climbing into the dryer?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Because there's nothing to be ashamed of. We've all done it.
I have no... Why would I climb into the dryer?
To take a ride. It's like being on drugs. It's fun.
No, thank you. It's not my type of fun.
Okay. Well, no, you don't need to be ashamed of it. If you're doing that, it's fine. I'm just trying to diagnose the error code.
No, I have not done that, and nobody in the house has done that.
How long has it been since you've done that?
Since I've done what?
Since you've climbed into the dryer and turned it on.
I have. Are you trying to be funny?
No. No, I'm trying to diagnose your problem.
Well, you're asking, I apologize, but you're asking stupid questions.
Well, no, it's not a stupid question. The F01 usually indicates pizza rolls or casseroles.
Nope. Why would I do that?
Or burritos or
No, I've never put any food in the dryer.
Okay, well, that is the quickest way to heat it up.
Well, I can heat it up in my oven or in my microwave.
Okay, well, you don't have to yell at me. Has Joe been abusive to the dryer? Does he, like, often get down there and just kick it out? Kick it out?
He doesn't use the dryer. Only I use it or my sister.
What? Ma'am, it's 2022. Joe's allowed to use the dryer. Do you not let him do the dishes either?
I'm the wife. He doesn't need to be doing that stuff.
No, it's like, no, things have changed,
you know,
ma'am.
I want to end this conversation because you don't make sense to me.
You just hand the phone back to Joe. I'm going to get him to get his socket wrenches.
Can I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Steve Dave. From the Maytag Repair Center. So where does Joe keep his tools?
Steve Days?
Yeah, where does Joe keep his tools? We're gonna get a 7/16 socket wrench and just go to town.
He's not gonna pull the dryer out.
Oh, no, he doesn't have to pull it out. He's just gotta take it all apart. And we're gonna take a look at the thermometer. What? Oh, hey, I just needed to get your socket wrenches. You just need the small set?
Who about socket wrenches? What are you talking about, socket wrenches?
Listen here, Joe. I'm saying you need to go get your socket wrenches. I'm going to fix this over the phone with you.
Well, I don't have time. I'm sorry. I don't have time right now because somebody else just came here to repair our refrigerator.
What are you guys doing to all your appliances? Like, you're breaking everything.
No, we got all brand new ones.
Well, you
were supposed to call me yesterday. I called yesterday morning.
Well, sir, you're being very impatient. And honestly, the third time you called me yesterday, I didn't call back out of spite. Because I'm like, wow, this guy's just calling over and over just to irritate me.
Yeah, and then I called you again this morning.
I know.
Call me back in a half. Where are you located?
Are you going to have your socket wrenches ready when I call back?
What do you want socket wrenches for?
Well, you're going to take your entire dryer apart, and we're going to...
No, I'm not.
We're going to check on a device in there. I'm going to have you hook your multimeter up to it.
No, I'm not going to take the dryer apart. That's not my job.
Joe,
that's your job.
No, it's not. Joe, do you have a multimeter?
No.
Why not? How do you test things around...
Why should I?
How do you test things around the house?
Please, what do you want? You're calling me, you're making... Are you going to come out here to repair it or what?
Well, I was, you know, there's COVID and everything. We're trying not to go out to the houses unless we have to. I'm listening.
Well, I can't do it now because the guy's here to replace our refrigerator door.
What's wrong with the refrigerator?
It's got nothing to do with you. Don't worry about it.
Well, you brought it up. I was being polite and asking a question.
It's got a dent in it.
How'd you just now figure this out? How long have you had it?
A couple months.
And you're just now noticing the dent?
No, it took that long to get it.
Are you sure you just didn't dent it yourself, like you dented your dryer?
What the hell is wrong with you? I didn't call you about the refrigerator or anything. You're going to switch that or not?
Well, it just seems mighty suspicious that, you know, you have dents in both of your appliances and they have the same error code.
Brand new ones, okay? And there was a problem. When they shipped this thing to us, it came here with a dent.
Joe, why'd you get rid of the old ones?
It was too old. It was old like you.
Hey, that's not nice. But, you know, I bet you they worked perfectly fine. You could have just kept the old ones. You know I work for Maytag and everything, but I've never owned a washer or a dryer with any kind of a display on it. I always just get the old crappy stuff. It works fine. They last for years.
I'm going to have to call you back. What's your first name?
Listen here, Joe. You put the refrigerator repairman on the line right now.
What is your first name?
Steve Dave. And I need to talk to the refrigerator repairman. I got to warn him.
About what?
Oh, it's between me and the refrigerator repairman.
What is your first name? I want to talk to your boss and tell him what an idiot you are.
It's Steve Dave.
And is that his name?
Yeah, Carol's...
Okay,
Carol's,
we got the name. Who's your boss?
That'd be Carol Gersberms. I can transfer...
Your boss is who?
Carol Gersberms. I can transfer you right over.
What's a Carol last name?
Gersberms. Common spelling. Carol Gersberms.
Spell it.
I, as in I-O-U, and T as in thesaurus.
That's her last name?
Oh, no, that's how to spell it. You asked me how to spell it. I-T.
You're a real jackass, you know that? I don't know who the hell you are, but I'll find out who your boss is.
No, it's...
I asked you to spell it. That's right. Spell the last name. Don't you understand English?
Well, you're the one that doesn't even know what a cargo shorts is or a pizza roll. You've never heard of a pizza roll?
What's your phone number?
You're like a damn alien.
What's your first name?
Steve Dave. I thought you said you got it.
Goodbye.
Can I talk to the repairman, please? The refrigerator guy.
No, you're not going to. You know, what do you have to talk to him for? What's that got to do with you?
Well, what do you have to hide? Why won't you?
Are you going to send a repair person out here, or do we get somebody else?
You're being very sketchy, sir, not letting me talk to the refrigerator.
I'm asking you a question. You going to answer it or not?
Well, I was trying to diagnose your error code.
I'm
going to
call and report Maytag, okay, because you're an idiot.
Don't do that. Look,
I am.
Have you tried Googling the error code? Because that's step number one before you call anybody. Google the error code. Type in Maytag dryer F01. Type that in real quick. I'll wait. I'll hold. Oh, he hung up. I didn't even notice that he hung up. I didn't even hear the hang up noise. So there we go. I've successfully pranked a guy that's just trying to get his dryer fixed. And I tried to convince him that all he needs to fix it is Google and a set of socket wrenches. And he can fix that thing easily, that thermistor. I've never heard of a thermistor. I'm probably saying that wrong. And I've actually never owned a modern washing machine or dryer before. I was thinking about that when he's telling me about the displays on his dryer. I don't think I've ever even had a like an indicator light that's an error message that tells you something's wrong. My last dryer cost $50. I think my washer was $75 when I moved into this place. I just get everything off of Marketplace. I don't buy new things. But anyway, that was fun. I'm glad that worked out. I hope I get a lot more of those. I think I'm going to change my voicemail message again. Because on the Hobosode, I'm like, hey, this is Brad. I'm with Maytag. But maybe I should be more generic about that and just say I'm Brad in the appliance repair department so Maytag's not calling up the FBI and saying they've been hacked. That's probably a good idea, right? But keep your fingers crossed. Maybe we'll get a lot of these calls. Wait, in fact, I'm going to check right now on VoIP.ms and see how many calls that phone number has gotten. Wait, no, that won't tell me anything because I get callbacks from people I prank on that line. I don't know. I'm going to try anyway. I'm sure you guys care about all this. Ah, I can only search 90 days at a time. But I see 27 entries, and a lot of them are coming from the area code that these calls tend to come from. So I'm predicting a lot more dryer repair calls in our future. We'll see, though.
Hello.
Hi, Rose.
This isn't Rose. This is her husband, but it is her phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. You have a woman's voice. I was calling to see if either you're going to be home. I'm sorry, what?
Well, that's funny because I got a friend who gets that all the time, and oh. I never.
Yeah. Anyway, well, it's just you said hello weird. I'm calling from the homeowners association.
Yes. Okay.
And
Roseanne just started back in the room. So
okay. Well, I can talk to either of you. I just needed to let you know we're coming by this evening.
Okay.
This afternoon. Oh, hey, Rose.
Hi.
Hi. It's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association. Are you going to be home and here in a little bit? We're going to bring by your Basset Hound.
A Basset Hound?
Yes. You're getting a Basset Hound from us.
What is that?
It's a dog. It's a breed of dog.
We didn't request one?
Yeah, we don't.
We aren't looking for a lost one.
Oh, did you get the letter we sent out? We're assigning Basset Hounds to every member of the HOA.
No.
Okay, yeah, we're going to bring a Basset Hound over to you. We're just kind of doing them as we get them. Eventually, everyone in the neighborhood is going to have a Basset Hound.
We have, my husband's allergic to dogs, and I'm allergic to cats. We don't.
It's not a cat, ma'am.
I know. And, no, my husband's allergic to dogs.
Okay, well, you're going to have to ask him to stay away from the Basset Hound.
Yeah. Is this a joke?
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid about this, ma'am. It's the Basset Hound program. You must have heard about this. We've sent out two letters at this point and an email.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to...
I'm on the email, I know, because I...
Yeah.
I'm not following.
My dad had a Basset Hound when I was a kid, and it was awful with the allergy until I was 4 years old, and they sent him away to a farm.
How can you force me to have a Basset Hound?
They should have just let you keep the Basset Hound so you could build up an immunity to your allergies.
Well, that was back in the 60s.
Yeah. Idiots back then. Anyway, yeah, will you be home maybe like in another hour so we can drop off this Basset Hound?
No. We don't want a Basset Hound.
Well, no, it's not really a choice. We're giving Basset Hounds to everybody. You have to have one.
Do you want to come visit us about something else?
Oh, no, just the Basset Hound. We're just basically dropping off the Basset Hound, me and Judy, and we're going to be... We'll give you the instructions and everything, and hopefully you've bought your...
Something else?
I'm sorry, what's your husband yelling in the background?
Is Basset Hound code for something else?
No, what would it be code for?
I don't know.
Is your husband looking for drugs?
No.
No.
What does he think Basset Hound means, then?
That we won a prize or something, but we're not going
to... Ma'am, it's not a prize, and tell your husband to shut up. It's not a prize, it's just a requirement from the Homeowners Association. Every resident must own a Basset Hound. And if you don't like this, you should have voted on it.
I didn't receive anything. I vote on stuff.
Don't recall reading that.
You tell your husband to shut up. I can't even hear him back there.
Who are you telling me to have him shut up?
Well, he's just going on and on in the background about stuff he did as a kid. He needs to be quiet. We're trying to talk. The men are speaking. Tell him the men are speaking.
Okay, you are who?
Yes, Steve Dave who?
Steve who?
Oh, Steve Dave.
And what's your board position?
I'm in the comptroller department. I'm just letting you know the Basset Hound's going to be there in about an hour. I just want to make sure you're going to be home. That's all.
You're a comptroller for our association?
Yeah. So are you going to be home in an hour, or should we schedule for a couple hours from now?
When did we get a comptroller? I was on the board years ago, and we didn't have a comptroller.
Yeah, that was years ago, ma'am. Things have changed. It's 2022.
Well, what's the name of the association?
The Homeowners Association. What, you don't even know the one that you're a member of?
I am a member of one, but I make my checks out to something close to that, but different than that.
Well, you're doing it wrong then.
No, I'm not.
I'm going to tell Judy to have a talking to with you.
And Judy is who?
Oh, she's also on the board. She's the one that's going to be wrangling the Basset Hound when we come over tonight to give it to you, to present you with it.
Do I have the police come or what?
Oh, no, that's not necessary. It's just a Basset Hound. It doesn't require police protection or anything. They're very friendly dogs.
Does it have shots? I don't want to pay for a license.
Oh, yeah, no, we got shots for it. It's all ready to go. It's all yours. You can just feed them table scraps until you get some real food for them.
I can't afford...
Just don't be giving them chocolate, okay?
I know dogs can't have chocolate. My sister has a dog.
Okay.
I can't afford to feed another mouse. I just got rid of kids.
Well, if you got rid of your kids, then this is just a little mouth. Basset Hounds aren't big.
No.
They are big.
They're not that big. They're just kind of long.
I can't have a dog in my house.
You guys can pretend you're the Maytag man. He had a Basset Hound.
That's great. But Steve Dave.
Yeah, Steve Dave.
We are not Columbo.
Yeah, Columbo has a Basset Hound.
Yeah, see, everyone has a Basset Hound. Everyone loves Columbo. Yeah. Don't you want to be like Columbo?
No. I like watching him. I don't want to be him.
Yeah, but think about it. You could watch Columbo with your Basset Hound. How great would that be?
We lowered our cable bill so we don't get Columbo anymore.
Ah, shoot.
Yeah.
I think he's on Netflix, maybe.
How many houses have already received dogs?
So far, 18. We're bringing in the Basset Hounds from the rescue shelter, and occasionally we get some puppies. You know, Basset Hound puppies. And your Basset Hound's going to be 3 years old.
No, I can't.
Bam, ma'am, you can do anything you set your mind to.
Let me call the police and see if this is the legit thing.
Ma'am, why would the police know anything about our Basset Hound program?
I want to see if they can make do something.
You shouldn't
like
call
that.
The police. You should call the leader of the HOA.
What's her number? It's a lady this time, isn't it?
I think so. I don't know the number offhand. Just look it up in the handbook thing and call the HOA. Don't bother the police. The police, they probably have emergencies to deal with. And they're going to be like, what? They're going to be like, what? A Basset Hound? We're not coming out there over a Basset Hound. And the police, ma'am, the police, they love Basset Hounds. Because you remember in the Dukes of Hazzard, Roscoe, he had a Basset Hound. So they're just going to be like, good for you.
No.
Congratulations on the Basset Hound.
No, thank you.
Well, no, it's not a choice, ma'am. But, like, you're going to get a fine from the Homeowners Association if you don't have a Basset Hound. You can go buy your own. Or you prefer to buy your own? Basset Hound.
How much is the fine?
Oh, it's going to be $25 a month.
Oh, well, Doug is the...
Yeah, call Doug. Call Doug.
There's no phone number for him.
Do I have to look it up?
Yes, please.
You remember in Smokey and the Bandit? The truck driver, he had a Basset Hound. He loved his Basset Hound. He'd carry him around all the time.
I know, but I'm not a pet person.
People who talk on radios, they tend to like Basset Hounds, I've noticed.
Yeah.
And Columbo. And the Maytag repair guy.
Is this a radio station or something?
No, I'm just some bored guy in my house. Just calling up people about Basset Hounds. I don't know why.
Oh, Jesus.
He's on the board.
I got you good, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
But you know what? Now you're feeling all this relief because you don't have to take care of a Basset Hound for the next 10 years. So you're welcome.
No, I'm so
you're welcome for that.
Well, you're the greatest.
Thank you.
Where do you live? Do you live in this subdivision?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a HOA member. I live way over on Drive.
Oh, your name isn't even on the website.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of a low-key, off-the-grid type of person.
Low-key one. Okay.
Yes.
So they make you do that. I was going to volunteer to be a low-key one, but not if they make you do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, like I don't want people getting mad at me and you know, knowing who I am. That'd be crazy. Well, I'm glad I gave you both a laugh. My work here is done.
You just have a good night.
You have a good night.
Thanks.
I love
Bye.
You. Bye. I'm sorry, you guys. I had to let her in on the joke. I didn't want her calling the police on me. And that's an idea I stole off of the Phone Losers Facebook group. And also, I completely messed up the idea. It's from a guy named Eder C. I don't know. Sorry, Mr. Eder, but he says all Maytag repairmen are required to own a Basset Hound or it's false advertising. And I just kind of like the idea that a group of people would be required to own Basset Hounds. So I called someone off of Next Door Nick's HOA list. Sorry, Eder, for messing up your prank idea. And I didn't even remember these old Maytag commercials, but someone else in the PLA group, oh, it was also Eder, posted this old commercial from 1988.
Maytag washers and dryers are a lot like Newton here. Faithful, dependable.
Newton is the Basset Hound that's laying on the floor next to him.
Year after year, hardly a complaint.
He looks just like Roscoe P. Coltrane's Basset Hound.
That's true of all Maytags.
Side by side or stacked, every full-size Maytag washer is built to last longer
and
need fewer repairs.
He's got the same type of washer and dryer that I have. The ones with no screens on them or anything. Probably because this commercial is from 1988.
So old Newton and I can spend a lot of time together. There is one difference between Newton and Maytag. Newton needs me.
Maytag. The dependability people.
So I guess the point they're trying to make is that Maytags are so dependable that the Maytag guy just sits around bored hanging out with his Basset Hound. But apparently that's a huge lie because I personally have received 5 repair calls from Maytag customers now.
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
Yes.
Hey there. It's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
I just needed to call you up and let you know that we made an NFT of your house.
A what?
An NFT. It's kind of a digital copy of your house online.
Yeah.
And it's called an NFT. It's a non-fungible token. I thought you would have heard about those in the news. But, yeah, we're putting your house up on an auction site.
Okay, what kind of a phone call is this?
Well, they said I should just call and let you know that we're doing that. Because, you know, it uses the dimensions of your house and the blueprints and all that stuff. So it's an exact replica of your house. But we've turned it into an NFT.
Okay, you know what? Is this what kind of a phone call is this? Because I'm not quite understanding what you're talking about.
Oh, well, you've asked me that twice, and I feel like I've explained it twice. Which part do you not understand?
What house are you talking about right now?
30 Circle.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, I made an exact replica of that house.
For what purpose?
Because I made an NFT of it, and I put it up on an auction site. On the internet, and that's
my house is not for sale.
Oh no, I'm not trying to auction your real house. It's just a digital copy of your house. So, I own the digital rights to your house, so you can't make your own digital copy because that's copyright infringement.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know, just to be nice, that I'm auctioning off your house on the internet.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're just telling me this is a courtesy call? Like, I don't quite understand why you're calling me.
Yeah, yeah, it's an exact replica. It's the same colors. It's all over your yard.
Okay.
And there's you're inside the house, too, as a character. You just kind of walk around the house and do the dishes and stuff.
Okay. All right. So you're just telling me just to let me know that this is occurring? Like,
Yeah, yeah, because I put it up on an auction site, and people are bidding on your house. And I made the title of the auction Donna's House.
All right, and then what does this do for you? Like, I don't understand what the purpose of this is. I know this sounds stupid, but I don't...
Oh, no, it doesn't. It's not stupid, ma'am. It's NFTs. It's the latest thing on the internet. We're all going to be using NFTs in the metaverse.
All right.
So... What?
All right.
Did she just whisper it's a scam? Because I'm not scamming anyone. I just made an NFT of your house, an exact replica. That's all.
Okay. Whatever.
No big deal. Tell that lady in the background just to shut the fuck up, please.
There's no lady in the background.
Oh, well, the very girly sounding man. Tell him. What's all that noise?
That I'm in a house with somebody coming in and the dog is barking.
Kind of sounds like a lady in the background in a way. There's a lot of racket in the background. Oh, and they have a pool behind their house. I forgot to mention the pool. I own the digital rights to the pool, too.
Hello.
Hi, Scott?
Yep.
Hey there. It's your neighbor. It's Roy. I live a few blocks away. I'm over on Sayer Drive. It's your neighbor.
No.
Scott? Scott?
Sayer. I don't even know where Sayer is.
Oh, well, it's two blocks away. You should take a walk every once in a while. You'll see it.
Not in this subdivision.
What do you... It's S-A-A-R. It's pronounced Sayer. Some people pronounce it Sar Drive, but they're wrong. It's pronounced Sayer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that one. Anyway, I was in your backyard a little while ago, and I left my tape measure back there.
Ain't nobody been in my backyard.
Oh, no, this was late last night. So I was back there just measuring things, and I must have left it in your backyard, because I can't find it. Do you see it back there anywhere?
Nope.
Well, did you look? It sounds like you didn't really get off the couch and go look.
Nope. Dude, you pranked me one time before.
Really? What'd I say?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Yeah, you played your name. You played yourself off as Greg from the city.
Oh, okay. What was the prank? What did I do?
Yeah, you do podcasts.
Yeah, but what did I say to you? Did I get you all riled up?
Yeah. Well, we're all done.
No, I mean, please tell me what I did. I want to know what I did. Scott? Oh, shit, you guys. How does he know I have a podcast? Or maybe they just all figured it out on Nextdoor. Shit, Nextdoor, check your local postings. Please see if they're talking about me, because I think they're on to us.
Hello?
Hi, George?
Speaking.
Hey, it's your neighbor. It's Roy. I live over on Drive.
Oh, okay.
So I was in your backyard about 12 hours ago, and I think I left my tape measure back there.
You were in my backyard?
Yeah, and I must have left my tape measure behind. I've looked everywhere.
You were doing what in my backyard?
I was measuring things.
Measuring what?
Just, you know, perimeters and just the patio, deck, you know, just everything. And, you know, the distance from the house.
Who are you?
The distance from the house to the trees.
Who are you?
Oh, this is Roy. I was just, I'm making an NFT of your house, and I'm going to sell it online.
Well, no, you're not.
Well,
no. You weren't in my backyard because the gate is locked.
Well, yeah, I jumped over.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
I hopped over.
You hopped over my fence.
Yeah, I just...
Well, that's trespassing.
Okay, well, no, I'm not trying to upset you. I just...
Well, bullshit. You know what?
Can you just check
Keep
and...
Keep out of my backyard.
Can you please see if
I'll call the police.
See if the tape measure's back there, please.
I'm not going to see shit.
But
you
need...
stay out of my yard.
It's my only tape measure.
I don't give a shit.
It's one of those...
I don't know who you are, why you're calling me.
It's one of those thick ones.
Don't bother me.
Okay, well,
what?
It's one of those thick tape measures, so I, you know, it,
I don't give a shit what it is.
It doesn't bend easily.
There's no business being in my backyard.
Okay, I won't go back there again. Well, maybe to look
well,
for
Well, you're not going
to
go back there again, and fuck just, your tape measure.
Hey, don't be mean.
Don't be mean. Don't be an asshole.
Okay, well, I'm just selling a copy of your house on the internet, that's all.
Well, you know what? Leave my house alone.
Okay, well, I'm done with it. I've done all my measurements.
Well, you know what? Goodbye.
What? You know what? Goodbye? That was a good one. He got me good. I kind of like this opener to the whole NFT thing. Just the fact that I was in their backyard measuring things.
Hello?
Hi, is Ken around?
Ken?
Yeah.
No, this is not Ken.
Yeah, I know that. Durr. Can you go get Ken? Put him on the phone.
Ken or Kim?
Ken.
Ken?
Ken.
I'm sorry. I thought you were saying Kim.
What?
Kim. Oh, yeah, sure. Who is this?
Like K-I-M?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that's what you were saying.
Don't be silly. I was calling for Ken.
Okay.
Ugh.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, go get him.
I'm getting him. Sorry, I just get confused because, like, I have two Kens in the house, so I don't know which ones we're talking about here.
And you didn't think that I could possibly be saying Ken?
No, because it sounds like Ken.
Don't make fun of my speech impediment, ma'am. I don't appreciate it.
Well, I am, so... Okay, I'll put you on speaker then.
Okay, why? Why are you eavesdropping on Ken?
Because I have to.
Why do you have to?
Because I need to know what's going on.
All right, nosy lady, put him okay. on.
All right, here he is.
Hello.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah.
Not Ken.
Ma'am, will you shut up? Men are speaking. This is Steve Dave from the, you know, the senior living office. Ken?
Yeah.
You need to stop walking on the trail back there naked, because that's you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, all right.
So you better cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's the main thing I need to talk to you about. Okay. They're going to be there tomorrow to drop off your Basset Hound.
Okay.
They're saying about 10 in the morning. I'm sorry, 10 in the morning.
Okay. Yes.
And, yeah, they'll be over with your Basset Hound.
Oh, okay.
Ma'am, am I pronouncing Basset Hound correctly?
I think so.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I was just wondering if that wooden desk is still available.
No. I sold it, sorry.
Ah, shit. Who bought it?
You got to be quicker on that stuff.
Well, you know, like it was pretty ugly. I didn't think anyone would just snatch it right up.
Nah, man, there's people. The ugly is in now, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's why I wanted it. I figured if I wait a while, I wouldn't have to pay the full $125.
Ah, dude, you got to jump on it a little bit quicker,
motherfucker. All right,
taking 100.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Ken.
Yeah.
And thanks, lady, for making me feel like less of a man because of my speech thing.
You're very welcome.
All right. I love you both.
Yeah.
You too.
Bye. All right. So Ken apparently lives in a senior living community, even though he sounded not very old at all. But then why was she eavesdropping? I don't get that. And Mr. Next Door Guy, he wanted me to accuse him of sitting on the back porch by the trail naked. Oh, on the back porch, not on the trail. Sorry, Mr. Unnamed Next Door Person. And I'm looking at old prank requests in my email right now. I'm all the way back to September of last year. And that's why I'm not going to get that desk, because I wasn't quick enough.
Hello?
Gary?
Yeah.
It's your neighbor. It's Roy.
Rory?
Yeah, I was jogging past your house this morning. I noticed you have that mailbox pole. It's all, like, turquoise or something.
Yeah.
You think you can paint that like a normal color? Because I really think you're bringing down property values around here.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, what is that color? Like, I've never seen anyone have their mailbox post be that color. It's like the weird green-blue thing. I don't like it. It looks like shit.
It matches the house, actually.
Yeah, your house looks like shit, too, but at least that's behind the trees. But your mailbox post, it's out there by the road. Everyone's got to see it.
No, I think I'll leave it the way it is.
Well, can I paint it?
No.
I know how to paint.
Yeah, I do too. It goes with the house. It's part of the overall scheme.
Can you repaint your house? Like, that's weird. Why are you going with the scheme between your mailbox and your house? That's like serial killer stuff.
Okay. Is that about it?
Did you pick the colors, or did that wife of yours pick the colors?
She's not my wife, but thanks anyway.
Okay, he's gone. At least his non-wife was amused by the whole thing. That was another next door number, and Mr. Unnamed Next Door Person specifically asked me to complain about his turquoise blue mailbox thing. And his house isn't ugly, it's basically a mansion. It's a very nice color scheme, I shouldn't be making fun of it. Although he does have that inset door thing that I hate. He really should just kind of, you know, bring that out, make it look less like a dark alley in there in the front of his house. Because that's bringing down the property values. Oh, and look at that, he's got 3 porch lights on the front by the garages. I bet you those aren't even the same wattages of light bulbs. I bet you he's got a CFL in one and an LED in the other. Fucking Gary. I'm so angry that I'm not going to do any more prank calls. I'm just going to play voicemails right now.
Hey, I'm calling from Boston.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say I'm really...
Took you a while to think that up, though, didn't it? It's almost as if you just made that up.
Enjoying episode 576 about the electric garbage truck stations in front of people's houses.
Yeah.
But I think you should call and tell people that you're going to install Tesla superchargers. I think that'd be hilarious.
Okay. I can't do that, though. I'll get sued by King Richard, because I think he's already done that a bunch of times. So you should go listen to anotherprankcallshow.com. That's King Richard's prank call show, and... Didn't he do the Tesla thing? I know he's done a lot of stuff with Teslas, and I know he's gone to other people's houses and plugged in his Tesla, so he didn't have to pay for charging. Not as a prank call, I mean in real life, King Richard's Tesla. So, anotherprankcallshow.com, that's where you can hear that prank call that you want to hear.
Hey Brad, it's Zoo.
Hey,
Zoo. Still waiting on those poppers, but also
yep.
Poppers. To pimp myself, because I do that thing on Discord on Wednesdays and Sundays at 1 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm.
And follow me on Twitter, and you can find it where I'm using your voicemail for.
All right, stop it. Stop it, Zoo. Everyone, go listen to Zoo on the Discord. You know which Discord, right? Wait, probably not. Go to worldofprankcalls.com/discord. If you're into prank call discords, then that's probably the place to find Zoo's server. worldofprankcalls.com/discord.
Hey, Brad, and everybody else. This is Heart Attack from Wyoming.
Hey.
I was looking at the shit Brad says. Website that's
yep.
Amazing.
Thank you.
I thought it would be
made it myself.
Amazing. Also, what if we made a website where all the calls were up there, all the MP3s, and you could like put timestamps on each one of them and like put tags on them, so you could search out all like the
that old would be nice. I don't know how to do that though.
Jokes or all the other types of things, like a database of all your calls. Because there's so many amazing calls that are just kind of buried.
Hey, Synthhead, could you hurry up and build that into your website, into shitbradsays.com? Just do that real quick. I'd appreciate it.
And there's no way to keep track of them. We got to, like, mine the gems out of all of your body of work. That would be so sick.
So, you're all saying right. That not all of my calls are gems? Wow, fuck you.
My message is long. All right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say fuck you. I didn't mean it. But yeah, that would be cool if I knew how to do things like that. Maybe somebody else will, though.
Hi, Brad. It's Dirty Dr. Dan.
Hey, Dirty Dr. Dan.
I haven't called in a while, but I've been listening.
That's
good.
I was
shopping today, and I found this phone in the schnook's bathroom. I spent about 2 hours trying to figure out how to get it open, you know, get past the lock screen.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, it was an older one, so there was a way. And lo and behold, I am now calling you from that phone.
Oh, congratulations.
Hello. And I'm calling you to tell you.
All right. Thanks for your voicemail. You should return that phone. I mean, obviously, first, prank call everybody in their phone book. That's what you have to do. But then, give them back their phone. They need their phone back. There's irreplaceable pictures in that phone.
Boy.
Yeah.
It's Brown Teresa. You're welcome.
I know, Brown Bye. Teresa. I know. Well, something wrong with your connection, though, because I had a hard time hearing that. I'm going to have to turn the volume up when I edit all this.
Hey, Brad. This is Q12 from the great state of Texas.
Hey.
I just wanted to know, is it by law, are you allowed to leave the classroom if the teacher doesn't show up in 15 minutes by law?
What teacher?
Is that the truth? Because I'm sitting here.
What classroom?
The teacher is not here.
Man, we're at fucking Papa Murphy's.
Oh, so he's lying.
We work here. You are the teacher.
I don't get it, but I think that girl just exposed your lie, and I'm glad.
Oh, hey, Brad, it's Corbin guy. How you doing? Hey, hey, check this out. I picked up Kofi Annan, you know, the UN secretary's phone number a while back, but I also got Corporal. How do you say Corporal?
I don't know.
Yeah, Mr. Brezhnev. I got Brezhnev's phone number for his private villa. So let's
who that is.
Call and harass him a lot until he calls Putin, and then maybe we can like really stir up some internet.
No, request denied, and you're over 30 seconds. Fucking Corbin guy.
Oh, fuck, it's me, little PP. How you doing, buddy?
Hey.
What's going on,
RJ?
Yo, RJ and
Danielle
from the Braveyard Goons.
You tell Danielle to speak the fuck up.
Dude, first off, you're the prank call god. So keep doing that.
Don't do that. Stop it.
And secondly, we're super fucking grateful for you pumping our show so much on your shows.
Why,
thank you, man.
Thank you.
Super cool of you.
I try. I think they left this message during yesterday's show, probably right around the end when I wasn't listening anymore because Devin was on by that point. No offense, but I got to listen to Devin.
Yeah, man, you're the shit.
Graveyard
you're the
Goons.
Coolest salty daddy on the internet.
Oh, salty daddy, baby.
It's me. I'd appreciate if everyone from now on could call me salty daddy.
I feel like I have a surprise coming your way very soon. So.
Oh,
Jesus.
I know you don't look at your email, but keep an eye
I'm
out.
I'm taken.
That's oddly threatening.
Lady.
Brad, remember, we're all going to die one day, so it's our job, it's your job, it's everyone's job to laugh.
Tear up a tough.
Peace, man. Thanks
okay.
again.
Bye.
Remember that, everyone. We're all going to die someday. That's my takeaway from that. We're all dying. And didn't RJ said, wow, Danielle, that sounds like a threat. And then he went and said, Brad, you're going to die soon. That's fucked up. I feel like I should report this. But I won't because I like them. They do a show every Wednesday night. They're called the Graveyard Goons, and you should go find them and listen on Wednesday nights.
Hey, Brad. Call me Cactus calling in.
Hey.
I just wanted to let all the viewers know just how beneficial shitbradsaysit.com is because
this entire voicemail segment these days is just a big advertisement for shitbradsays.com.
I was trying to remember which episode it was where you were saying you're calling you changed the one woman's phone number to a number in Chad.
Yeah.
Kept calling her a shit pants fool.
Yeah.
But I couldn't remember which episode it was. So I went on shitbradsays.com. I clicked to make sure it includes the Patreon episodes. And there it was. One of the hobos. So
what'd you type in? Did you type in Chad or shit pants fool?
A recent one. But it's a very useful tool. So I want everyone to go out there and use it.
Yeah, it is. I love shitbradsays.com. I think everyone should spend a lot of time on that site.
Hey, Bradley, calling from Deborah's phone here in Stowe, Ohio. I was wondering, could I write a rap for a possible, you know how you have the songs at the beginning of the Snowplow shows? What if I could write one? I suck at singing, so I'm probably not your guy, but if I could just write one, do you know where I would submit that? If you could back me on that one, that'd be great.
You just want to write lyrics and send them to me. Okay, I don't think it's going to get made that way. You know what you listeners need to do? You need to set up some area somewhere on one of the communities where you write parody songs together and make each other sing. I don't know. That's a horrible idea. I tried.
Hey, Brad. It's Patrick.
Hey.
From Illinois. And it's a delightful 62 degrees here in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
It's very nice. It's sunshiny. And people are getting their lawnmowers. prepping for some lawn care.
Nice.
It's the perfect time.
My favorite time of year.
Doing some lawn care calls.
Okay.
That's right.
I'll do it.
Letting people know about the terrible mistake, the mix-up, the digits that were transposed by one of your employees.
I hate when
that happens. They're so fun, Brad. They're so fun. I can't wait.
Okay.
It's that time of year. We're getting closer
to
it. So
very soon.
I hope you had a good week. Make good choices, Brad.
Bye. I'll try. Still got some leftover voicemails here, but fuck it. I'm done. The show is over. Thank you to the sponsors today. Dribbly Bob, Mike B, Tokius Pocus, Theo P, and Climatiz for being the supporters over on the Patreon. And thanks to those supporting on other things. Oh yeah, I set up another thing. I set up the Apple, finally. I'll try to remember to put a link to that in the show notes. But I don't even know if it's working yet. It might be. I think maybe I have to be approved first. But if you want to support the show, you can do that over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Or if you look in the show notes, there's a link to a Spotify thing where you can get the extra hobosodes on there. And if I don't forget, you'll have a link to Apple where you can get the extra shows through Apple. So thanks everybody for supporting and for listening. I'm going to go edit for about 5 hours now. Bye.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Snowplow Show.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Snowplow Show.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Snowplow Show.
You were being kind of a motherfucker.
What do you mean being a motherfucker?
Could you not be like that?
You're being a motherfucker.
We have a strict no motherfucker policy.
Fuck you, man.
Fuckhead.
Cocksucker.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Snowplow, Snowplow, Snowplow Show.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Snowplow, Cloud Show, Show.
I'm not trying to name call or anything. I'm just saying that you were being a motherfucker.
I am a motherfucker, so what? You a motherfucker too, what you gonna do about it?
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Snowplow, Snowplow, Snowplow Show.
You're listening to the Snowplow Show.
Cloud, cloud, show, show.
What did I say? Some people are just in denial. We can't accept constructive criticism.